bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otabil. And now, today's word.
I've been teaching on choices, and my subtitle is Making a U-Turn. Making a U-Turn. At some point in our life's journey, we will have to make a U-turn. We have to make that choice. And at some point, we have to change direction. And sometimes go back to something we left behind. And when that time comes, you have a choice, either to stay on the path you are on, which you know to be wrong, and hope that if you are stubborn enough, it will become right. Changing direction in life can be very intimidating. And when you choose to turn around, you'll be faced with several thoughts. And you begin to think to yourself, I've already gone too far. What will people think? I can't start all over again. And many times, because of these thoughts, we stay on a path even when we know we are wrong and everything in us tells us we are headed in the wrong direction. Changing direction can be getting back to God and your spiritual life when you've gone away from Him, you've backslided, and you need to make a U-turn and get back and reconcile with the Lord. Sometimes it's turning around from a wrong path. You made a choice, you chose a path, and you know it's wrong, and you need to make a U-turn. Sometimes it is reconnecting with an old relationship, which was good, but has gone very bad. You quarrel with your best friend, and now you need to go and make up, and you need to make a U-turn. Or sometimes it's returning to something you turn away from. Could be a spiritual decision, a career decision, a relationship, or emotional choice. But one thing is for sure, a wrong path will take you to the wrong destination. If you stay on it, it's not going to get better. I hope you've been lost sometimes before. Either whilst driving or walking, you were going somewhere, you were sure that you were going the right way, but after some time, you just got to know you were headed in the wrong direction. Sometimes you look back and you say, I've gone too far. And you hope that if you continue going with the intensity, somehow the road will lead you in the right direction. But I've come to realize that when you get lost, the faster you move, the loster you become. If there is any such word as loster. And it never gets better. Until at some point, you stop and you retrace your steps back. And that's what a U-turn is about. And today we're going to talk about the choice to make a U-turn in your life. So let's start with our opening texts from 2 Chronicles and from the book of Jeremiah. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 12 to 14. The background of the reading from 2 Chronicles is after Solomon had made a huge sacrifice to God and had prayed to God and dedicated the new temple he had built in Jerusalem to the name of the Lord, God visits Solomon in the night and speaks to him about what he had done, the sacrifice he had made, and the dedication of the temple. And God speaks about what would happen in that temple to his people. And the verse 14 is a very often quoted verse, but I will read from verse 12 to verse 14. I want you to listen carefully to what God says. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. This is a prophecy to the children of Israel who had gone away from God and had turned from him. And God is speaking to them about the way out of their backslidden ways. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. That's quite a sad ending. But they said, we will not walk in it. There are four thoughts I want to share with you from these two passages we read. The first is that God wants us to change when we are wrong. God wants me to change. God wants you to change when we are wrong. In God's plan for each one of us, there is provision made for a U-turn, for us to get back on track with him when we miss our way. He wants us to change. He says to Israel, when things go wrong, there is a provision. If my people come to me and pray in a certain way, there will be change. God wants us to change when we are wrong. The whole Bible is a story of God's redemption, how God loved man after the sin in the garden, and how God pursued us and finally came through Christ to redeem us. There is a way out when you miss the way. That is what the Bible is about. It's about change. It's about making a U-turn. It's about choosing to go back to the right path. God wants us to change when we go wrong. Secondly, change requires humility. For us to turn onto the right path, we have to be humble. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves. That's the first thing God expects, that if you want to change, you have to be humble. Pride will keep you from doing the right thing. Pride will tell you, it's all right. You are right. Keep doing it. Keep going. You will be proven right when everything within you knows that you are wrong. And if you are stubborn and proud, you will stay on the wrong path for a very long time. There are people who are on the path they know is wrong and they've been on for a very long time. They're making no effort to turn back. You're on that path. It takes humility to change. Thirdly, change requires turning from the wrong way. God told Solomon that if his people want to change, they have to humble themselves and pray. But that was not all. He says they had to turn from their wicked ways. They had to turn, they had to change. There has to be a change. Change is turning. Turning. You can't do the same things and change at the same time. If you're going to change, there has to be a turnaround. And if you persist in doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. Somebody had a description for a person who does the same thing and expects different results. And he said it was the definition for madness. And I hope that it doesn't define our actions. Change requires, or it means, that we have to turn from the wrong way. And fourthly, finding the right way will bring us peace. Jeremiah says, you're going to find rest for your soul. You're going to find peace. Sometimes it is getting back in our relationship with God. We've backslidden. We've turned away from God. We've lost our first love. And we're heading in the wrong direction. And you know you're wrong. It's not even as if somebody's trying to convince you. You know it. But you keep going. Sometimes it is anger that made you make a decision in the past. And then you regretted making it. But now you're so stubborn. You keep on that path. There are people who have left jobs in anger. And they left in anger with a flourish, promising that when they left that job, things would be very good for them. And now things have been very bad for 15 years, 10 years, 5 years, but still hoping that it will get better. At some point in your life, you have to make a U-turn. The question is whether you have the courage to make it when it comes. So we're going to look at the story of a man who made a U-turn, a young man. He was very stubborn, very self-willed, made a bold decision that went wrong. One of the things you're going to notice in life is that just being bold about something doesn't make it right. You can be boldly wrong. Just saying, I will make it, will not make you make it. Just willing it will not make it happen. Sometimes we make mistakes. I have made, and I am fully confident that you have made mistakes too. If your pastor has made mistakes, I believe that it can be safely concluded that the congregation also make mistakes. All right. So let's look at the story. It's in Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 20. Jesus told the story of a man who went his way and made a U-turn. And we're going to read the whole story, and we're going to look at the seven steps this man took for the U-turn. And I believe that there's a lot we can learn from him as we look at our own lives and look at the places in our lives where we have to make a U-turn. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 20. Then he said, he there meaning Jesus, then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all that, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Now, I wish I didn't use that word, but that's what it says, to feed swine. Verse 16, and he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and earth, heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a long way, a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. That's the end of the story from my point. I know it continues from here, but that's, I'm not interested in that. So this young man made a bold decision went to his father and says, at long last, the battle is ended. And I, your son, I'm free forever. Bold decision, audacious. Give me what is mine. And the father gave him his inheritance. The Bible says not many days afterwards, he took off and believed that he could live anyhow and the inheritance would be there. So he started spending the money, and he had friends to help him spend the money. There are always people who will help you do the wrong thing. If you want to do it, they will encourage you. If you want to be foolish, they will urge you on to be foolish. There'll always be somebody there who encourages you on the wrong path. You have friends. The Bible says that road is very broad. There are many on it who will encourage you. Then one day he realized the money was finished. And then a famine arose. So now he's in double jeopardy. So he starts looking for job. And they gave him the job of feeding pigs. Now, if you were a Jew and you heard that story, it is the lowest point anybody can get, because Jews consider pigs unclean. You're not supposed to touch it, much less feed it, or even contemplate living with them and eating their food. So this man has gone to the lowest possible point in life. And for the Jewish audience that Jesus was speaking to, they can't imagine a life lower than that. He's now at his lowest level, but then he starts to climb back.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otterville@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.